So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? I want to share a quick lesson that I learned from Richard Branson. Ever since I was a little kid, I was looking up to Richard Branson. Obviously, he's the British Virgin billionaire, and he's built more billion-dollar companies than anyone else in different industries. And so he's always been a role model to me when it comes to thinking big, doing fun things, doing crazy things. I remember very specifically reading his book when I was like 15, 16 years old. It was called Losing My Virginity, a biography of Richard Branson. And I thought, wow, one day I'm going to become a millionaire and I'm going to go out and find a way to meet him. And there was this unique opportunity in Singapore, which I flew from London to go and see him and meet him. During a very brief conversation, I had, you know, said to him certain things like, you know, you changed my life, Richard, XYZ, great to meet you, took a photo and all of that. And as I was walking by, he grabbed me back, and I remember thinking, what's he doing? He looked at me and he said, hey, thank you very much. And I was like really blown away, because I was thinking, oh, why is he thanking me? It's only now, as I reflect back, I realize that guy was very present. That guy has a lot of humility. He's humble. And a lot of the times, the reason why you and I, we get stuck is because we're not in the present moment. We aren't humble enough to ask for help. We don't have any humility to know that we don't know what we don't know. It's like you're talking to someone, and before you can even finish what you're talking, they already have five things to tell you. And I look at the people that I've met over the last, you know, decade of being an entrepreneur, meeting hundreds of millionaires, a handful of billionaires, and the thing that I find very common is that the people that are most successful, they're the ones that are the most humble and have the most humility. Sure, sometimes people will judge them because of how they act and dress. I mean, I'm wearing red Louis Vuitton shoes. Anyone who would look at that and be like, why is he wearing red shoes? But here's the thing, right? And then I'll meet people that are broke. I'll meet people that have a huge ego and a small bank account. And I'll meet people that are just so absolutely cocky, like they know it all. You know, it doesn't drive me crazy as much because I know where they're coming from, of their own lack, insecurities and scarcity thinking and whatever. I see people would come to my events. They don't have a successful business, but they would find the need to tell me advice about how to do XYZ. And that's fine. Like, I listen to everyone's feedback. Do I take that in? Not all the time, because most of the time they don't know what they're talking about. Be humble. Next time you're learning something, instead of talking too much, just shut up for a minute. Just take it in. If someone's inviting you to learn on a webinar or an event or a seminar or a conference or a free strategy session, ask yourself, what if you could learn one thing instead of, oh, I already know that, or I don't need to know that? Because I want to educate and empower people to take control of their life. And one of the ways you do that is by being humble, understanding that it's okay to not know everything. Okay, and one of the reasons why I can relate to this, you guys, is because I used to be that guy. You know, I was the typical poor kid that had a big mouth. You know, I'd blow my chances of getting mentorship from them because I talked too much. I remember meeting someone that was making more than 100 million pounds per month. Per month. Okay, and I remember, just for some whatever reason, whatever insecurity, I needed to talk over him. I needed to be loud. I needed to be obnoxious. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good because there was no long-term relationship after that. Practice being humble. It's going to take you a long way. You can see how far it's taken Richard Branson. So peace out. See you in the next one.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shaqir.com. That's shaqir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.